Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
With Mozambique on the brink, as violence escalates beyond the capital, Maputo, the queues of chrome-laden trucks lining up along the N4 waiting to cross at the Lebombo border post just gets longer. The Road Freight Association says South Africa has lost 5 billion rand since the border closure, and 53% of our chrome exports go through Maputo. Logistics company Grindrod suspended port and terminal operations in Maputo shortly before the entire port came to a halt yesterday. World central bankers are a little jittery over Donald Trump's resounding victory at the U.S. polls. Trump has promised levies on U.S. imports that would disrupt global trade, tax cuts that would further stretch the federal budget, and deportations that could shrink the pool of cheap labor. And with that comes two risks that have got them nervy: slower global economic growth and higher inflation in the U.S. that would check the current trend of easing interest rates. The upshot is a stronger dollar and a knock-on of rising interest rate pressure on economies like ourselves. And muted sales numbers out of Truworths saw that share down over 6% yesterday, but a good day on the JSE overall saw the all share in the top 40 ending trade up 0.8% to 85,998 and 77,881 respectively. Wall Street closed higher after a 25 basis point interest rate cut by the US Fed. The Dow was flat, the S&P 500 up 0.2%, and the Nasdaq up 1.5%. London's FTSE closed down 0.3%. Asia mixed this morning, with Tokyo up 0.3%, Sydney is currently up 0.8%, and Hong Kong down 0.2%. The Rand steady this morning, currently at 17.36 to the dollar, 22.52 to pound sterling, and 18.72 to the euro. The euro at 129.78 to the greenback. Gold at $2,695, platinum at $999, Bitcoin now $75,816, and a barrel of Brent crude $75.29.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.